Hi, Michael. How are you?
Not too bad.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I know that you've been talking with Tara, and, well, she does a wonderful job, explaining the outline of our program. So I'm just taking a look at the notes that she had sent over to me, but I wanted to ask you if you had any questions as far as like how the program works or questions even about the placement that we do. Anything that I could answer in particular?
No, not really. Pretty much use pretty much certain words to pretty much fill people up front.
Keywords?
Yep.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Michael, you do have a Google profile page, right?
Yes.
Okay, I see that it has a different phone number. Is this like a tracking number? It's an 833 number that's
No,
showing.
that is my actual number.
Oh, okay, so that's the actual number for the business then. Okay, got
Yes.
it. Okay, makes sense. Makes sense. Great job. 7 reviews, 5 stars. Excellent job on that. And the website looks great. What else do I see here that appeared? Now, are you managing the Google profile page on your own? Do you guys have a company that's taking care of that for you?
No, I do the Google page, and I got a
Oh,
company that does the rest.
okay. So as far as like, are you running Google ads? I mean, what are you currently doing with the marketing with Google on your own
Right
thing?
now, well, I'm not doing any Google ads. I just get the Google business page, and then I do the phone book. Phone book, Yelp pages, Yelp.
All right. I also, you know what also appeared to, when I did the search for the company by name, there also appeared to be Better Business Bureau. I also saw Chamber of Commerce. You have Facebook. And then there's also Angie's Leads. It used to be called Home Advisor, formerly known as Home Advisor. Is that pretty
Yeah.
current? Okay.
Yeah, I just started that.
Oh, nice. Okay. So those leads aren't trickling in yet. Okay.
Nope, I just started that yesterday. I still got to create the profile page and all that fun
Nice.
stuff.
Nice. Okay. Now, what about, let's see here. Facebook. How does that seem to be working for you so far? Are you doing any marketing with that, or is it just basically having your business page?
It's pretty much just a business page. I started using most of my stuff's been word of mouth. So I was doing Facebook, I was doing it for a while, and then I just kinda like dropped it off there for a while. It still exists, but I haven't really updated it in a while.
Okay, no worries. Now, Tara does tell me it is a partnership. I mean, depending on the price, you might have to give your partner a call, which I completely understand that. And typically you guys are keeping it within a 50 to 60 mile radius for potential clients.
Correct, and I stay out of Cook
Okay.
County.
Okay, perfect. So there are a couple of options for you. So typically when we talk about that local map, Michael, really the local map is only going to target your zip code and about a 5 to 10 mile radius because that's what they consider the local area, right? I know local
Okay.
area for some of us might be like 30 miles, right? But for Google, it's about 5 to 10. Now, how we get you found outside of that local area is by either running Facebook ads or running Google ads. Facebook ads, they can reach up to 50 miles. Google ads, I mean, you could go as far as 100 miles if you wanted, which I don't ever recommend because that really spreads you out thin, right?
Yeah.
Now the package that I would recommend for you to get started with would be our Platinum package. And that's because it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. The way that our program works, everything that we do here, it is on a month-to-month basis. And we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. We don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Now, because you started the business in 2019, we still consider you a new business because you're still under that 5-year mark, just underneath of it. So with the new in business rate, what you would be looking at, Michael, is a fixed flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It does come with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it would make the initial investment for you to get it started today, $398. every month after, you would then be paying the $299 a month. It is a month-to-month program with no contracts. This is going to give you the first page placement on Google in the local map, content creation on Bing. We also run the Facebook ads. So Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who's performed that search on Google and then so happen to go to their Facebook page just to look at pictures or stories, will then see your ad appear. And it'll show up on their desktop or even on their mobile device, depending on what they're using, right? What's okay. unique about the Facebook ads is that we can actually target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Okay, like I said, you can cover up to 50 miles is as far as it'll reach. Now, when they click on your ad, if it says call us, they'll call you directly. Message us, that means you'll get a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. Or if it says learn more, it's going to take them straight to your website. I know a lot of our clients have seen great results with Facebook ads. Now, in addition to that, of course, we get you listed on directories that are popular within your area, which a lot of those you already have. So that means we wouldn't create you new ones. We would just make sure that your information is updated across the board. Directories, I always mention like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, those are just naming, of course, a few. We do ensure also that your website is being attached where your business is promoted. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we give you exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty much covers all of your bases, okay? And that would be for the Platinum package. What do you think about this one so far?
Not too bad. Now, is there like a set time frame that you have to do this for? You said it's month to month, but is there a minimum month?
The only thing that we ask is this, right? At least stick it out 2 months, so we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. If at any time you decide, you know, I want to pause it, I want to cancel the account, we just ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't incur that charge. Now, every month that you're with us, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, your price is always going to be $299 a month, no matter how long you're with us, right? So it's okay. A price that you're actually grandfathered in that won't change on you. Now, another option, right, just so you know what your other option would be, is let's say you wanted Google Ads, right? You know, with Google Ads, they run on a rotation. However, with Google Ads, you could target by zip code, by county, by mile radius, right? So it does allow mm-hmm. you to reach a little further out. If you went with our next package up, which is our Premier Platinum package, then that package runs you $499 a month with a $99 setup fee. So that one's actually $598 for the initial investment, $499 every month after. But that's because that one, instead of us running Facebook ads, we would be running Google ads with that package. So it actually gives you Google ads, Google local map, still the directory submission, voice activated searches, mobile platform as well. Just that's the difference between those two, other than the price, right? Is that the first package is giving you Facebook ads, second package is giving you the Google ads.
Okay.
I mean, how do you feel about either one of them?
Well, I haven't really ran any Facebook ads before. Now, how are you getting control of the Facebook to be able to attach it?
Great question. So as far as like the Facebook page and the Google profile page, right? Now, what you would be doing is adding us on as managers. So we can take the profile, optimize it to the first page and maintain it there. And so this way we can manage your Facebook ads. Now we will not do weekly posting. What we're doing is the management of the Facebook ads, right? I always, always highly recommend, okay, to our clients and encourage at least do a post once a month if you can, or preferably once a week. But even if you at least do something once a month, at the very least. Because when your content, we want your content to be fresh, right, on Facebook, so that we have fresh content when we're running those Facebook ads, because we want to make everything relevant, right? And I know sometimes you get pretty busy, as we all do, you know. And I would hope so in your line of industry, right, that you're busy. But we do encourage that. Even if at the very least, at least once a month, you know, post a job that you did, you know, for the month or what have you, right? Because we want your content to be fresh, right? Especially when we're creating your Facebook ads. So that's always something that I encourage. So again, we won't do the posting on your Facebook page, but we definitely run the Facebook ads, and that's by being added on as managers, okay, to your Facebook profile. Kind of make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, other options that I always like to give, right? We do the month to month, but I always like to see if there is somewhere where I can give you more of a savings, right? Because if you're like me, if I can save a little bit more money, I want to hear it, right? Now, you're a business owner, and I'm sure you kind of think of this in the long term, right? Usually, majority of business owners do. Like, what is this costing me after I've invested X amount of months, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, if, let's just say this, right? You're paying every month, right? For 3 months, okay? And then you've paid that setup fee. At the end of those 3 months, you would have already invested with us, okay, $996 over the course of 3 months, right? We do offer you, if you want to prepay for 3 months, like pay the 3 months up front, we offer it to you at $700, and that covers you for 3 months. So basically, you're saving like, what, $296, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you're paying $299 every month for 6 months, right, and the setup fee, at 6 months, you're investing already $1,893, right?
Yeah.
We offer you 6 months at $1,300. So it's giving you a savings of about $593, right? It's covering you for 6 months. Keep in mind, though, Michael, we're still doing all the management updates, modifications you need done, keyword changes, what have you, okay? Because we're still having to consistently manage your account. Now, if you paid every month for a year, right, with their setup fee, at the end of that year, your investment is now $3,687, right, is what you've invested with us. We offer you 12 months for $2,500, okay? So basically, you're saving like about $1,187. These are always options for you. I just always like to present them so that way you know, okay, I can do month to month, which is a great option as well. But if you do want to save a little more, we do offer these other options that are available
okay.
to you at any time. Okay.
Okay. Now that, and that was all for the platinum with the Facebook ads.
Yes, correct. I mean, we offer it as well, like with the other package, the Premier Platinum, which are really big significant savings. But one thing I want to mention to you is, you know, when we're talking about those Facebook ads, right? We're providing this to you at a flat rate, so you're not paying, like, click fees or anything like that. In fact, what we do is we take $100 of that $299, and we do allocate it to your Facebook ads that we are managing for you, okay? Let me give you, like, a comparison. When you compare Google ads to Facebook ads, and this is why I encourage this package, and don't get me wrong, Google ads works excellent, right? But if you're looking at a good conversion rate, okay, to, you know, to get something started like this, Google ads across all industries, Michael, is about, I would say, about a 4% conversion rate, average $10 per click, right, for Google ads.
Okay.
When you compare it to Facebook ads is about a 9% conversion rate, so you're talking like double, right, the conversion rate. And it's an average 50 cents per click. If you have you ever seen a Facebook ad before by chance?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And I'll use a perfect example. My husband does dialysis, you know, and just, I would say it was last week, in fact, I had to speak with the nurse at the dialysis center I couldn't remember the phone number by heart, so I just typed in Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me. Spoke with the nurse. All of a sudden, I go on Facebook to do a post for my granddaughter's graduation, and all of a sudden, I get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up, right? So it's retargeting me as having an interest in their service. So that's how those Facebook ads are going to work.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? I mean, that way we can prove it to you?
I'm thinking about giving it a shot. If I was going to do it, I'd probably do the bulk amount. $700, I think. I'd have to throw it on my partner's credit card. He's the one that does all the buying.
All the buying?
Yep.
Okay. Where's he at right now? Because I want to make sure he's on board with all this, right? I know he trusts your judgment, Michael, but if we're using his card, I would at least need to do the voice verification with both of you on the phone, because I'm assuming you also give him authorization too, right, to make any changes? I mean,
authorization to make any changes. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And one thing I want to tell you too, Michael, is because part of our process, right, and it's for your protection, your partners, and for ourselves, I do walk you guys through what's called a voice verification recording that does outline the service agreement, added form of protection for you. We send it in writing with your invoice. So if we are using your partner's card, I do need to have him on the call, okay? So that way both of you guys are aware of everything that we're doing.
Okay. And he's out on a job. I have to see if he will answer.
Yeah, and I mean, you're like, let me get a hold of him. So what we can do in the meantime is at least start kind of getting the process started, right? Now, I mean, is he pretty cool with the way, you know, if you decide we're going to do this? I mean, he's on board. Do you need to call him to still run it by him? I mean, since we are still, I mean, here's how we can do it, right? We can start setting up the account, you and I get you all the emails sent over and everything, kind of go over some of the notes, notate that your partner is also authorized to make changes. Now, I would need you to even at least call him to let him know Nadine's going to be calling you to do this voice verification, because this is what we're doing, right? Because I need him to answer some of the questions on the voice verification for his protection, for yours, and for ourselves. If you can get them on three-way, we can even do it that way, too. It's whatever's going to be easiest for you, okay?
Okay.
So first off, while we're on the phone, I would like to get your email address. Let me see if I see it on your Facebook page. Is it artisanwellpump@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm actually going to be sending you two emails, okay? Let me see here. So all of your business has been coming from word of mouth. That's awesome.
Yeah, word of mouth, a few from online. Not too bad. We're a pretty small industry.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that says a lot about your company, you know? People referring you to others, that says a lot. Now, so what package were you thinking of going with, Michael, so that I can notate it on that email for you, so that way you have it in writing?
Well, I was probably going to go with the Facebook one.
Okay.
The Platinum.
Okay. With the
now,
Platinum
can you,
package.
Can you ever switch that? Like if I do Facebook for a while, and could I add the Google?
Oh, yeah. So let's say later on down the line, right, you want to do Google Ads, okay? You can do that at any time. Google Ads typically, like with that package being $4.99, what we do is we allocate $300 of that to your Google Ads, okay? So let's say later on you decide, listen, guys, I want to also add in Google Ads. It's going to be an additional $300 because that actual $300 is what's going to be allocated to your Google Ads. And Google has a minimum, right? They do it to everybody. So that's how that would work. You can do that at any time, though. Absolutely. at
so I can add that anytime, just be extra $300.
Yeah, it would be like if you said, listen, I want to run Google Ads for 3 months, so it'd be an additional $300 every month. Okay. And that's just because we want to make sure that we're meeting Google's, you know, minimum budget, but it's also to make sure that you're getting those ads throughout the month, right? So we make sure that at least you're getting almost that full month. And because our technicians manage it, they have the database, they have the knowledge, and they go over all of that with you as well. Okay. So did you want to go with the Platinum package on the month to month? Were you interested in any of the prepay packages?
I was interested in the prepay.
Okay. And which one? Did you want the 3, the 6, the year? What did you prefer?
I was thinking we're probably going to go with the 6 months because it's close to what the yearly price is. That's probably what we do just to give it a whirl. And if we like it, we could always go yearly after that.
Absolutely. So listen, even before, like right before your 6 months are going to be up, right? I can give you a call like the week before as a courtesy call and just say, hey, Michael, did you want to continue with 6 months? Are you looking to cancel? Because as long as you call us 3 days before the billing is due, right? Which your next billing wouldn't be until 6 months later on the 6th, right? So that means I would at least call you the week before to see, are you looking to continue another 6 months? Do you want to go for the year? Do you want to go month to month? Or are you looking to cancel? So this way you're not like caught off at the last minute. Make sense? Because if you don't call us prior to the 6 months ending, on that 6th day when it expires, it's going to automatically go to the monthly at $299, okay? Unless if you called us prior to that. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I read that all to you in a voice verification recording, okay? All right, so let me do this. I'm going to put on here, so the 6 month is going to be, as I mentioned, the $1,300, okay?
Now is that with, I forgot what you said, now is that with the setup or is that not including setup?
Oh, no, that's with everything. It's $1,300.
Okay.
That'll be the flat rate for the 6 months. Yeah, because it's actually giving you a savings of like, because typically if you paid every month for 6 months and then you've already, you know, paid for the setup fee of $99, then it would have been like $1,893 that you would have been investing. But when you prepay it, it's offered to you at $1,300. The flat rate, and that's covering you for the 6 months. Okay?
Yeah.
Which we won't tell my husband, but that's typically what I spend on my lashes, nails, over the course of probably 6 months. He would not be happy. Yeah. Well, I mean, he lets me do what I want anyways, but still. I mean, I'll tell you this, that's what he spends on just one reel and a rod to go fishing. That doesn't even count his lures. You know, my husband loves to fish for tuna. So if you know anything about fishing, which I'm sure you do. Oh, yeah. I tell him, you're worse than a woman. Like, you always need a new setup every time you go on a fishing trip. It's like a woman that's going to a wedding or, you know, we need the new dress, the hair, the nails, the shoes, the purse, you know, new makeup. He just laughs. He's all, well, we'll never go hungry because I know how to fish.
Yeah, but then you need the boat.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's his goal. One day is to have a boat. Michael, how do you spell your first name? Because I think on, if I'm not mistaken, I saw it. Is it on your website? It's like a unique spelling, right?
It's all different. Yeah. Yep. It is M-Y-K-E-A-L.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah,
wow, that's a very unique spelling. I don't think it's funny. I think it's unique. You know, typically, you know, people spell Michael how we all know it, right? M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. And what's your last name, Michael?
Hedrick. H-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Okay. Yeah, is that the family photo on the website?
Yep. That's everybody.
I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so which one are you?
I'm the one in the middle. I should be the one in the front in the middle.
Okay. Holding
the
little girl?
I don't remember. I think I'm holding my daughter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Aw.
Remember it.
Very nice. Okay. I love it. You know, when you see pictures like that on websites, it just makes you feel more comfortable, right, with the person that they're kind of selecting, because it's like a family-owned business, you know? I don't know. It just, to me, it gives me more comfort, right?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm sending you first, Michael, is an email that's coming from Nadine Medina. In fact, I'll be sending you two of them. The first one's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing, and it's going to show that for the Platinum Package is $1,300 for the six-month prepay, okay? So that's covering you 6 months. You're not worrying about a bill or anything like that monthly, okay, a monthly charge.
Okay.
And that it's $1,300, okay? Now, the second email that you'll be receiving, it's going to also be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? Now, this one, what it does is it gives you just an overview of our reporting system. So, in fact, you're going to have access to a customized tracking and reporting system. And you'll have to share this with your partner, so if he wants to also track the results, because it'll be the same username and password. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's going to allow you to track your phone calls. It's going to allow you to track how many times you came up in the search results, how many times they clicked on your ad, what keywords you're listed for, even, in fact, where they performed the location of that search, okay? So I just sent you, like, an example of it just so you can get familiar with it, all right? And then
okay.
On this phone number that you and I are speaking on, can you also receive text messages to this phone number as well? The 815. I'm actually talking to you on the 815-325-3094.
Yeah, that's my cell phone.
Okay, perfect. Now, this is the best number for us to also reach you at, like if we have an update on your account, right? We would call this phone number.
Well, both numbers call, the 833
Bring
number calls to me. So you
okay.
get me every time with that number, but that number does not accept text message, only the
That's what I wanted to confirm. Okay, perfect. So I am going to notate that the number that should always be showing for the business, right, is going to be that number that I see on Google itself, the 833-633-3420. Now, if we're going to send you, because sometimes, like, we might communicate to you through phone calls, text messages, or even emails if we have an update on your account, right? So if we text you, I've notated it that the number to text is the 815-325-3094. That is the number to text you at because the other one doesn't receive text messages, okay?
Yep.
So that's how I notated it on there. Okay. All right. And what I'm going to do right now on your phone, okay, your I'm going to send you three text messages and let me know once you receive them. The first text is going to have my contact information. It'll say Nadine Medina with my phone number and my extension. Now, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still always like for you to have my information for your records, okay? And then I'm also sending you this other text, and it's going to have a number to our customer service, Michael. You're going to, in fact, have a team that is dedicated to your account here within our company. We do not outsource it. We do everything in-house. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department. And we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Of course, your time zone, in fact, you're 2 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, the company name, I'm just going to be verifying how I currently see it reading because we do want to make sure everything's always uniform. On your Google profile page, it shows as Artisan Well and the word and then pump. That's exactly how it reads. correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Do you remember the address where you PIN verified the business?
Yeah, I know the address.
Okay. What address was that? Just so that we have it on file. Of course, we're not going to have that address showing anywhere. I just always like to have that on hand. So this way we're aware that you're in the right location.
It is 3645 Shady, S-H-A-D-Y, Oak, O-A-K, Road, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Illinois, 60450.
Okay. Shady Oak is one word or two words?
Two words.
Okay. 3645 Shady Oak Road, Morris. It's coming up. Let me see. It's not Lane, right?
Nope. Road.
Okay. My system will start giving me suggestions, and I'm like, nope, that's not it. Six zero four five zero, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Six
perfect.
0450.
Okay. Now, what we're also going to be doing too is scheduling a client interview for you. Now, do you want to be the only one doing the client interview? Do you want us to schedule it at a time when your partner's available as well?
What's all detailed in the client interview?
Great question. Yeah, so in the client interview, typically what we do, Michael, is we block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Just depends on really how many questions or details you have, right? Basically, what they're doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, verifying the information that you and I went over to ensure that I notated everything accurately. And then they go over your keywords, the areas we're targeting. They talk to you about the Facebook ads. It's really where I like to say the magic happens, right? So
Okay. You
don't need to be in front of a computer, just so you know. And then they'll kind of discuss with you, okay, you're going to add us on as managers to your Google profile page. They'll walk you through that. Same thing with the Facebook page. So typically, I know when there's like partnerships involved, sometimes, you know, the person I'm speaking with, they like to be the primary point of contact with their account with us. And they just like to add their partner as another, like, authorized person that can make changes. Because let's say you want to be the primary that we're only dealing with you, right? And Let's say you had your partner call to make a change on the account because you couldn't call us. You were in the middle of a job, right? But you needed a change made. If we don't have him notated on here that he's authorized to make a change and he calls, we're going to be like, okay, well, unfortunately, we're going to need to speak to Michael because you're not authorized on the account. So we would have to call you and say, okay, we have your partner calling. Do you want us to add him on? Do you see what I'm saying? So
Yeah. It's
however you want us to set it up.
Yeah, we'll add him on.
Okay. What's his first and last name?
Well, it's the same last name. It's my old man. The first name's Harry.
Oh, it's your dad? Ah,
yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then Hedrick, H-E-D, as in David, R-I-C-K, right?
Yep, Yep, Harry Hedrick.
And what's his phone number? So if your dad calls, we're just going to verify it's him by his phone number.
Hey, of course you're going to ask me that. I'm going brain dead on it. It should be 815. 370-4300.
Okay. And the only thing that we'll say is like when he calls, we'll just say, okay, Harry, what's your phone number? So that way we can just make sure, okay, yeah, that's what we have, you know, in the account to verify him. Okay. I'm over here thinking your partner's probably like, you know, a best friend or somebody, you know?
Oh, nope. That's
awesome. Aw. That's good. Did he teach you the ropes on everything here?
Nope. I'm the one teaching him.
No way. Good for you. That's
yep.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Yep. He's a commercial electrician. And
really?
And I've been doing this for, I've been doing this for 18 years. And I was going to start
it. No way.
He goes, well, I got some money, so
We started it together.
Wow, that's awesome.
I was the free labor and he was the backer. It worked out.
Wow. That's great. That's really great. You know, I think it's awesome when you have a family business like that. I mean, we used to run, my husband and I had a catering business and, you know, we would bring our kids into work and stuff. But once he got diagnosed with cancer, it was like, I had to make the decision. Like, do I still want to run this side business? Right. Or do I really need to focus all my time on him and just keep working my, you know, my regular job here? I mean, this was like 10 years ago. And, so yeah, I had to, unfortunately, because our kids were still young, they couldn't just take over the business, but you know, it was all for a reason, right? It was good while it lasted. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see the next thing here. So what do you want to do the client interview by yourself? Do you want your dad involved in it? I mean, what's your preference?
Well, I should be able to answer everything.
Okay. Now, how does your schedule look for today?
Today, I'm pretty much free. I'm actually just in the office doing bills and proposals and setting up that Angie's list that I just accepted yesterday.
Okay. So it's a great program. Have you talked to them about the leads, like if you're doing the leads or the opportunities?
Angie's talking about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I talked to him. I set everything up. I verified everything yesterday. The only thing I got left to do is to set up my account and get my references on it.
Awesome. That's good.
I haven't started it yet.
Okay.
I'm kind of slacking a little bit, but yeah. There's only so much time in the day.
I hear
it
you.
It goes live on Thursday.
Oh, good, good. Awesome. Well, stay on top of those leads, man, because when they come in, you better be on the horn calling them. Okay. So now.
Try to get within 15 minutes.
Yeah. Only because no matter what, you're going to be charged for the lead, right? Well, depending if you're doing opportunities or the paper lead. But you want to make sure that you are at least calling them back in a timely manner because you're being charged, right, no matter what. So you want to at least make sure that you make that, that connection with them. Okay.
Yeah, that's always the biggest, like, should I do it? Should I not? I hate paying for something that you're not, it's not a guarantee, but.
But here's the thing, though, Michael. Here's the thing, okay? You can always pause those leads if you need to, right? And they'll explain that to you. Like, if you need to pause them, you can pause them. Yeah.
I can close it up with 2 days off the mobile app. I can do up to 30 days.
With them on the phone. Yes. If you have them do it.
Or on the webpage.
Yes, correct. If you do it on your app, yes, it's only like 48 hours, okay? It's a great directory, really great directory. So here's the appointments that I have available, okay? I actually have an appointment available. The latest appointment I have, and the time I give you is your time zone, is 4 to 5. I also have one that is 3 to 4.
I'm thinking either one of those would probably work.
You want to do the 4 to 5 just to kind of give you that little bit of leeway? Up to you.
If I do 3 to 4 work.
3 to 4 work?
Better.
Okay.
Yeah, she should be able to work.
Okay. I'm going to send you this calendar invite for your client interview. Now, we'll be calling you today between 4 and 5 o'clock your time. And we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay?
Oh,
so you just want to make your time. Is that going to work for you? Because it would actually be 1 o'clock our time. So either we could either do 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. What do you prefer?
I'm not sure I understand.
Sorry, my Apple Watch is talking to me again.
Yeah, I know exactly how
to. You're
like, that one would be 3 to 4 p.m. my time.
Okay, you want that one? Yeah, I have that one available. Okay.
Yeah, do 3 to 4 p.m. my time.
Okay. So we're going to call you from an 877 number, right? Between 3 and 4 o'clock. We're going to send you a calendar reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Now, let's say when we call you, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes. Just pick up that phone and say, call me back in 5 minutes and we will call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And then another quick question just popped up in my head.
Yeah, of course.
Once all this goes through, how fast before I see my
results
listing
going? Absolutely. Yeah. Let me go over that with you first. So, and that's why I'm glad we're doing your client interview today, because the quicker we get you through that, the faster we're moving. Okay? Now, with our timeline, within 5 to 7 days, we have you listed in all, you know, the directories. I mean, there's like 60-plus directories, but I'm going to be transparent. We're not going to list you on every single one because some of those directories won't be relevant to your services. Like, it might be a directory for, you know, event planners. Well, obviously, that's not going to work for you, right? So we're going to get you listed on the directories that are relevant and the most popular ones within your area within 5 to 7 days. We'll also email you your login credentials so that you can start logging in and tracking your results with us as well. And then within 7 to 14 days is when those Facebook ads are going to be live. Okay? Those will
so
be
I really
up and
get
running.
That updated and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I would say, you know, and they're going to talk to you about the content, like, at least for the Facebook ads, but I would say moving forward, try to do it, if anything, once a week, every other week, or at the very least once a month, right? Because we want to make sure that our ads, that it's fresh content based off of your Facebook page too. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So those will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing is that the first page placement on Google, that takes anywhere between 30 to 45 days. That's our promise, okay? However, we do like to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, at times, I've seen where it's happened sooner, okay? As we're completing these steps, we're also sending you notifications, keeping you in the loop when you're on the first page, when your directories are live, your Facebook ads are live. So we're keeping you definitely in the loop, right? We'll be sending you notifications. What I always like to say is this, Michael, the first month, a lot of it is always the programming, right? And it could happen sooner for you because you've already got the Google Business Profile. It's just a matter of adding us on as managers. You're not waiting for this PIN code because that's what tends to take longer. So in the first month, you're going to get some calls, right? I always like to say in the second month is when you're really going to feel the strength of this program, okay? But again, any changes you need made, you're able to track all of your results with us, any updates you need made, any concerns, we're here to assist you with everything. We're handling it all. Okay?
Okay. And then the last thing is for content for Facebook. Are you just looking for photos? Are you looking for like interactive or?
Yeah, like for Facebook, a lot of times the way that they run them is, of course, they're going to put like a picture, any content. Like, think of it like this. Do you ever do promotions for the month or anything like that? Like veteran discounts, you know, stuff like that. If you want to run
that,
promotions.
I haven't really advertised it, but I always run veteran and,
senior
veteran
discounts
and
or
first responders. Like
perfect. Yeah, and during your client interview, they're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. Like, they'll discuss with you the content, you know, stuff like that, because we want to make it where it pops. You know what I mean? And we want to know, do you want us to target, like, an audience by that has interest in your services? Do you want to target an audience by income level, or do you want to just target them by a location? So that's what's cool about the Facebook ads, too, is that you can target certain areas as well. You know, where you feel like, okay, this might be a good area that I need to hit, right? But, I mean, we manage them. And anytime you need them changed or moved around or I want to change the content, just let us know so that way we can update. And we keep an eye on everything, too. Because here's the thing. We're still consistently earning your business no matter what, right? And we would prefer that you stick around for a very long time because you're getting that return on what you're investing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So now I sent you the calendar invite. Let me just get that sent over to you. It's going to be in your dad's name, right? Because we're going to be using his card for the payment. It's going to show his name on there, but I'm listing you as the primary, the preferred contact for this account with us, and then that your dad can make changes. He's authorized to make changes if in the event you can't call to make the change. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The name on the card, is it just his first and last name, or is there like a middle initial, Michael?
I believe it's his first and last name. I'm not actually positive on that.
Okay. Does he have the card on him?
Yes, he does.
Okay. All right.
So I got to call him for everything pretty much.
Okay. So, did you want to call him first and talk to him? How do you want to do this, hon?
Yeah, let me call him first, talk to him. Shouldn't take
okay.
too long. I think he'll have his middle initial, which will be
okay.
mine, his middle initial on. So it should be L for Harry
okay.
Lee Hedrick.
Okay.
And then I don't know. It might also have a junior. He's a junior. I don't know if he has a junior on the back side
okay.
of it or not.
Okay. So I don't know if you want to call him and talk to him one-on-one first, if you want to call me on three-way, because either way, even after you and I finish up the phone call, right, because we'll have to talk after you speak with him, right? I still
yeah.
have to do that voice verification with him just so he's on board too. It's just for, again, for your guys' protection. So,
I feel like I said, but let me just call him first, because I know he's going to
okay.
want to talk one-on-one. That's just
how
yes,
he
is. Yes,
of course.
No,
I get that.
Now, do I just call that 877 extension 63?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Okay.
So you would just call me at that number, okay? You can even text me and say, hey, Nadine, can you call me? Whatever's easiest for you, okay? In the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm still going to put you on that schedule. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I'm putting you anyways because those appointments fill up really fast, and I'm sure we'll talk within the next, what, at least within the next hour, right?
Yeah, say in the next, like, 15 to 20.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
He likes to talk. Don't get hold of him. I was real quiet. I was writing down all the highlights. I got a whole entire page of notes.
Okay, perfect. And you got the emails I sent you, right?
Yep, I got the two emails,
okay.
and I got the text.
Perfect. Okay. Go ahead and give your dad a call. If I don't hear from you, say in like 20 minutes, I'll give you a ring because it could be, you know, maybe you're still on the phone with him or what have you. Okay?
Yep, or he might be in, you know, elbow deep in something. We'll see where
right.
he's at and see what he's
Let's
doing.
Let's at least give it an hour.
So break away.
We'll
yep.
do this. If I don't
Sounds
hear
good.
From you in an but, hour, I will call you back. Okay?
Sounds great. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I'll talk to you soon. Alrighty.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.